You're listening to All Things Considered on KBSX 91.5. I'm Samantha Wright. Chocolate has a long history. Besides being used as a dessert treat, chocolate is served as a form of currency, medicine, even an aphrodisiac. The average American eats 12 pounds of it a year, but few of us know about its hundreds of years of history. One retired University of Idaho professor is working to change that. Dr. Lauren Fenz was teaching in Moscow when she won a Fulbright scholarship to travel to Costa Rica and create a graduate-level course on chocolate. She still offers seminars on her favorite topic and will be holding her latest tomorrow at the Herod Forum at the College of Southern Idaho. I asked Fenz to give me a little chocolate history.
When chocolate as chocolate was starting to be used, it was mostly used in drinkable forms. So it was either drunk as a cool liquid or as a hot liquid. They were using the actual seeds themselves, which is what you use to make chocolate. And it was only later, after Europeans got involved, that we started to produce chocolate bars, you know, chocolate as a confection.
So what's the most interesting thing you found when you put together this this course on chocolate? What sparked your interest? What did you find out about chocolate that maybe you didn't know before?
I don't know if this is the most interesting, but chocolate was important enough that in Mesoamerica among the Maya and the Aztecs, it had its own glyph, you know, like a hieroglyph. It had its own symbol. It kind of looks like a fish. So that was kind of interesting. Another interesting thing was that chocolate evolved around the Amazon basin, but most of it in the world today is grown in Africa.
Why Africa?
Oh, that's a long history that has a lot to do with slave labor, as well as climate and soils that were able to produce the cacao, because it's very particular about its climate. And at the time that chocolate was brought to West Africa, the slave trade was really rampant. So that was another really interesting thing, was to find out the associations between slave labor historically and the development of cacao in Africa.
Why should people learn more about chocolate?
Oh, that's a really good question. It turns out that chocolate is actually a food that's good for you if you're eating the right chocolate. So that means a high percentage of cacao, which also means a lower percentage of sugar. So there are lots of antioxidants in chocolate that are good for you. So I wouldn't say that it's a health food exactly, but there appear to be some benefits from eating chocolate. So that's one thing. Another thing is, I just think we should all know more about where our food comes from. And so that's a personal bias, I guess. And since we don't grow chocolate in the U.S., we do grow some in Hawaii, but not in the continental U.S., most of our chocolate is coming from very far away, and it goes through a long process of production before it gets to us as a chocolate bar or as a chocolate confection. And I think we appreciate our food more when we know what it took to get from the plant to our supermarkets or our table. And then when you bite into that chocolate, you have that sort of memory of, wow, it took a lot to get it to feel this way and to look this way and to taste this way, because it certainly doesn't look that way when it's coming off the tree or taste that way when it's coming off the tree. There are a lot of steps it has to go through. So I think it's important to know where your money is going. Why does it cost what it does to get a fine piece of chocolate as opposed to a piece of chocolatey flavored candy? So I think those things are important for us to appreciate the food that we have and what a gift that is to us, that people have learned how to process chocolate in a way that is so wonderfully delicious and feels good in our mouths and that smells so good. It just really tingles all of the senses.
Dr. Lauren Fence will hold her talk, Chocolate, Food of the Gods, tomorrow night at the Herod Forum at the College of Southern Idaho. The event is free. You're listening to All Things Considered on KBSX 91.5.